Today is the Feast of Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene is a remarkable figure in the Gospels. And people have often wondered exactly who she was. And we don't know very much about her. We know that she was from Magdala. She was one of the women who followed Jesus, and she was healed of 7 devils. Many of us may have some devils as well. She's often conflated with the great sinner, traditionally the woman who washed Jesus' feet and dried them with her hair. And consequently, she's viewed as a former prostitute, because that was how the great sinner was viewed. But there's no evidence at all that she was the great sinner, or that certainly that she was a prostitute. By all the accounts in the Gospels, Mary Magdalene is the one figure who was consistently there at the cross with Jesus. And she was also the first to see the risen Lord. And so she's often been given the title Apostle to the Apostles. Magdala is an interesting town, and it was the name Magdala referred to a great tower there. And so that may not have actually been her name. Jesus tended to give his followers names, like Peter was the rock. And also the brothers James and John were called Sons of Thunder. And so Mary Magdalene may have just been called Magdalene because she was a strong tower of a person. We don't know. But I've given some thought to Mary Magdalene and her 7 devils, and what they might have been. And so here is a poem. Mary Magdalene is asked to recollect her 7 devils. It has been years since I recalled them, they who were once formidable, driving my shame, anguish, now sit before me in my mind, docile as drowsy children. I was not cured so they would leave. It was a curing as making useful, the way we cure a meat or cheese, so it will nourish later on. As they were cured, I came to know them as my own, facets or family. They no longer mutter, shriek, and I listen. Let them speak. The most fearsome is quiet now, who spun like a dervish of rage. He appeared when I was young, blasphemed from a docile girl. His face beat perpetual red, torn and pulled by howling forces. Then it would suddenly whiten, stiffen, freeze, and fix in solid hate, until the next outrage would break in to find a braided red. I can still feel the flame contortion rising beneath my cheeks and brow when a girl child is urged to silence, broken to serve another's need. But now I speak on her behalf. Now I chide the ignorant brutes. I use my years, my wit, position, to temper rage before it ices, turn the moment to her side. The second devil sits beside him. She is very small, soft-spoken. She used to fret, huddle, cringe. Her heart would leap like new-caught fish in the boats at Magdala whenever she would try to prove a strength or gift she knew she had. She would ponder coming failure, delay, cower, make herself smaller, feel the fish flee the netting, make escape the work she chose. Now the fish swims underwater while she often works beside me, reveling in what we do well. The third, shown rich, flashing her jewels, but easily turned to show her teeth, when the world did not acknowledge entitlement to her demands. Now her glitter is put away, I note the downcast eyes that once quickly perused all others, for pearls, jasper, purple cloth, hairpins made of twisted gold. She has given most away, delights in the prismatic refraction rain makes on a blade of grass. She fills bowls for local children, finds each face repeats her healing, reminds her of the metanoia holy beyond all price. The next lies here, a lusty one, amused at artwork down the ages of me weeping for sensual sins. She is perfumed and lovely, enjoying her body's smooth perfection. She who not many years before had been coiled tight, ready to strike if anyone would get too close, now stretches here on the chaise longue, enjoying turning her ankle bracelet. But before this transformation, she had to learn the silken wanting, her body's heat, capacity, the open energy as before rain. Now together we enjoy seasons, sunlight, leaves, laughter, water. We delight in the twining thigh, slickened kisses, give, take. The fifth one is an elegant figure since the cure and transformation. His skin is black, smooth, and velvet. He wears bold tones of silk and linen. Before, he taunted, threatened me, an avalanche of sudden rocks ready to crush my face and form. It took me many years to learn to love a face unlike my people's, to recognize in his great different strengths I never thought to own. Now he sits regal before me, eagerly sharing this varied world. The last two are siblings and still can find ways to unravel this self I've woven. The youngest was eager to please, empathize with others. She would take my coins by salve and balm for lepers, but mostly she liked to view herself as a benefactor to the poor. She was subtle because this work was laudable, but also it was her way of buying virtue, separating herself apart. She kept a secret mirror behind her until I saw it and we looked in. Now we do the same things, but I work at vigilance to know my own impoverishment and only help when such help flows from beyond and through me. More subtle still, her brother came when I was just a child, and others noted to my mother my quiet meditations. He loved the temple, the sacred words, being alone in desert places. He understood the rabbis, their paradoxes, parables, so we understood the teacher when others were bewildered. We knew we possessed something beyond their comprehension. And sometimes I was certain they were less close to God than I. And with that came a small contempt for unrefined, clumsy souls. This brother sits, hands folded, quietly watching, reminding me to feel the earth beneath my feet, warm and dusty, waiting. So there they are, my seven. I keep them close, not exiled to wander in the desert places, and return thirsty and restless, each one increased by seven more. I shared my tale because you asked, and I hope my devils help you as you think about your own. It was they who first called out and recognized the teacher, the one who would pronounce a cure, turn them around forever. I followed a prisoner at first, then realized that the chains were gone, as they have been these many years of perfect freedom. Now I leave.